This is the Mindfulness of Breathing practice with me, Vishvapani. Starting by making any adjustments to our posture and taking as long as we need to do that, pausing the audio if necessary. So finding a posture that supports us by being both comfortable and upright and alert. Weight resting down, body rising up. Feeling the sensations of the feet touching the floor. One of the most obvious sensations in the body. The bottom resting on the chair or the cushion or the floor. The torso rising up and feeling its whole extent, its full height. Taking our awareness through the torso, along the spine, feeling the shoulders, the head, taking our awareness right along the spine, along the neck, to the top of the crown, and feeling the whole body just as it is in this moment. And noticing what else is happening in our experience right now. Just acknowledging that there are lots of thoughts, we'll just acknowledge that. Noticing how we're feeling, our energy, everything that we bring to this moment. As the breath flows in and the breath flows out, we'll gradually settle, bringing our attention to the breathing process. Recollecting our intention to give ourselves a break from being busy, including a break from thoughts that are keeping us agitated. Of course, the thoughts will come, but as best we can, we'll let them go. We'll stay with the soothing, grounding sensations of the breath and the body, and the four stages of this practice. So noticing that we are breathing, that the body is moving, the chest rising, the tummy swelling and subsiding, as we breathe in and breathe out. And that the breath has this aspect of letting go, particularly with the out-breath. So taking a slightly deeper breath, breathing in, breathing out and letting go. In the first part of this practice, we'll introduce a count to help us stay with the sensations of breathing. Counting after the out-breath, so we breathe in, we breathe out, we count one, and we continue breathing in, breathing out, and counting up to whatever number is right. Maybe 10, maybe a lower number. Gently, lightly dropping the count into our experience of the breath. Breathing in, breathing out, counting after the out-breath. The main focus in the whole of the practice is the actual sensation of the body moving as we breathe. So maybe choosing one part of the breathing process. It could be the movement of the chest, or maybe the movement of the tummy. So making that our focus, and attending to the movement of that part of the body. The rise and fall. Marking the cycle of breath with a count. Staying present. Every time thoughts come and our attention gravitates towards them, just acknowledging that and guiding our awareness back to the breath. Starting again at 1. Breathing, resting, settling. Coming back again and again. Now moving into the second stage of this practice, we slightly shift where we count. So we count now before the in-breath. One, breathing in, breathing out. Two, breathing in, breathing out. Up to the number you've chosen, and then we start again at one. Staying with the sensations, feeling the tummy rise, the tummy fall, perhaps noticing how our skin brushes against our clothing. Tuning into the body. And as we tune into the body, we also tune in to ourselves, to our emotions, our experience, our energy, as it is in this moment. Our thoughts can tell us something about what's going on. So breathing, tuning in, experiencing, and counting before the in-breath. Again and again, coming back, reconnecting, feeling the breath. Now, moving on in the practice. And letting the counting die away. In the third stage of the practice, we just stay with the sensations of breathing. So being clear where we're focusing on the breath. If it's the tummy, then feeling how the tummy moves. The abdomen stretches and softens, rises and falls. Not thinking about the tummy, not thinking about the chest. Feeling, sensing what's there, alive to these sensations. Breath flowing in, breath flowing out. Resting, settling. If we lose track, if we feel adrift, we can always come back to counting. But moving away from thoughts to sensations, to this experience of the breath in this moment, and the possibility of letting thoughts go and feeling okay. Tummy rising, tummy falling. And as we tune into the breath, also connecting with how we are more deeply, feeling the energy of the body, any areas of tension or tightness, letting the breath flow gently into those areas, opening to what's there, experiencing the energy. Whatever we feel, that's okay. Now, moving on, if we're ready. So it's fine to just stay with the sensations of breathing in the body as a whole. But if we feel ready, we could narrow our focus to the point where the breath first enters and last leaves the body. the tip of the nose, the top of the lip. The first brush of air as we breathe in. So noticing the sensations, these delicate sensations, the tip of the nose, sensations of warmth or cool, of movement or friction, of brushing. However we experience it, just letting our attention constellate around these sensations. There's nowhere to go, nowhere else we need to be right now. Letting the scattered parts of ourselves gather, settle around this sensation of the breath, where it first enters the body. Staying present, staying with the breath, staying with our experience. Noticing how it is to gather our attention to this one point. Noticing the sensations, whether they change. Flowing in, flowing out. And breathing. And starting to expand our awareness through the body. Feeling all of the sensations, the whole breathing process, the body as a whole. And moving now towards the concluding part of the practice. Acknowledging its effects, and then making a gentle transition in our own way, introducing some movement at the fingers and the toes and the shoulders in our own time without rushing, bringing the practice to a close.